Hairy mollies. Some people have exceptionally hairy eyebrows. Big, thick, dark ones that look as though they might even survive independently as eyebrows. That's obviously the comparison that earned hairy mollies their name. Hairy mollies refer to big furry caterpillars because molly, spelled M-A-L-A-I fada, is the Irish word for eyebrows. At some point in time, someone saw a pair of thick, dark, furry caterpillars, perhaps crossing a path in front of them, and reckoned they resembled a pair of eyebrows crawling along all on their own. And the name stuck. We now use the term hairy molly for all the hairy caterpillars that are mostly the larval stages of several moth species. And hairy mollies are especially noticeable during September and October. This is when they've had their fill of leaves to eat and they've grown and grown until they can grow no more. Now it's time for them to set off in search of a suitable place to spend the winter. Some caterpillars hibernate as they are, others morph and pupate, ready to emerge next spring as a fully fledged moth. One of the hairy mollies we see most is the fox moth caterpillar. They can grow as big as my little finger, their long brown bodies covered in long brown fluffy hairs with an undercoat of shorter vivid orange hair. Fox moth caterpillars are often seen basking in the sunshine on a nice warm path or soaking up the sun's rays while perched on the leaves of heather, frochen or meadowsweet, their favourite plants to eat. When the days get shorter and the weather turns cold and the caterpillars are as fully fed as can be, they take their cue to wind down for the winter. Fox moth caterpillars go out in search of a good pile of leaves to hide away in, protected from the worst of the winter weather, where they hibernate through the coldest months. Technically speaking, insects don't actually hibernate. They enter a dormant state known as diapause and don't feed again until spring. Next year, they'll emerge in March or April, ready to make their transformation to an adult moth. Another moth whose caterpillars are exceptionally hairy, therefore fitting under the name of hairy mollies, is the garden tiger moth. A garden tiger moth is one of the most stunning of moths. Their forewings are decorated in a bold pattern of contrasting dark brown and white. Their hind wings are bright orange with spots. The caterpillars have the same palette of brown and orange, all covered in comically long, fluffy hairs. In some places, they call the garden tiger moth caterpillar the woolly bear. Nettles and docks are what they like to eat, along with a variety of other everyday plants. Garden tiger moths are generalists, not too fussy about what leaves they eat. And yet, despite their adaptability, these stunning moths are becoming less and less common. Garden tiger moths and their woolly bear caterpillars are falling victim to our attachment to tidiness in the outdoors, where everything is cleared away or sprayed, no fallen leaves or tangles of leafy clutter left, where hairy mollies can safely spend the winter. There's another hairy caterpillar that goes about in bright yellow. Their shaggy little bodies are all covered in eccentrically arranged tussocks of yellow hair, with a tail-like tuft of rust red at the end, like a super stylish punk. These are the caterpillars of the pale tussock moth, who live among the leaves of broad-leaved trees such as whitethorn, birch, crabapple and oak. Eating their way through September, pale tussock moth caterpillars wait until early October before shedding their caterpillar skin one last time. Then they tuck themselves away somewhere safe, in among bushes or fallen leaves, where they make themselves a hairy silk cocoon to pupate inside. Next, their body parts break down into an amorphous goo, from which legs and wings will form. Come next spring, there'll be no trace left of the yellow tufts. Each caterpillar will have reassembled as a moth, with big furry legs and powerful wings ready for a new lease of life. Fox moths, garden tiger moths and the pale tussock moth are just some of those whose caterpillars we call hairy mollies. With around 1,500 species of moth in Ireland, there are many more whose hairy caterpillars fit the bill of hairy mollies. All of them have discovered that a shaggy covering of long hair is a good way for a caterpillar to make itself awkward for birds, who'd prefer their protein without the bristles. Bright colours and loud patterns add to the deterrent, an additional reminder that these hairy mollies are not worth plucking.